Hello and welcome
Love
to the show.
Talk Radio.
This is Madeline Bass, and we want you to go get your blessing.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Hello, it's Madeline Bass, and that's Go Get Your Blessing. I believe that. You got to go get it. And if you want something different, you got to do something that you've never done. You got to be willing to step out. You got to stay focused. You got to be driven. You got to be encouraged. And a lot of times, you have to encourage yourself. And I know we don't want to do that at times. We don't feel like it. We may be tired. We may be burned out. You may have hit a wall. Whatever the case may be, you need to be encouraged and focused. So here at Empowering Your Mind, we want to encourage you to do just that. We have a 15-minute show for you, so I may talk fast, but that's okay. You can rewind it on the playback and get yourself fired up and share it with your team, share it with yourself. Just keep listening to it. It's good for as long as I keep it up there, and I don't plan on taking it down anytime soon. Just thank you for stopping by and listening in on what we have for you today. And today we're just going to talk about stay with it and stay focused. We want you to just stay focused. No matter what business you're in, it doesn't matter. Avon, Cracker Jacks, it don't matter. Whatever you're doing, you need to know what you're doing. So get into your back offices or get into your booklets, whatever it is that they send to you for starting your businesses. You need to make sure that you get encouraged with that. Those of you who are starting ministries, know what you're doing. Don't go in with that platform being a sounding board for your issues and problems. Those individuals are coming to you for help. And that's the same with those of you who are building businesses. Individuals are looking for changes in their lives, and they don't want a babysitting group. They don't want a patty cake group, and I'm just sorry, we're here. We're going to talk here. And so it's to help you grow. And in order for you to stay focused and to stay with it, you have to keep the naysayers out of your ear. Be willing to be encouraging. Be willing to be supportive. Those who don't have the techno info, you know, it's okay. Work with them. Those in your group, find out some things that your people in your group can do. Then let those individuals focus on the things, their strong points. So if you have individuals who don't mind doing the phone calls, who don't mind doing the follow-ups and scheduling appointments, awesomeness. Connect them up with individuals in your team and say, look, these people are what they, this is what they do. You have individuals who are really great with graphics designing and conference calling and web hosting. Get those individuals to do your team training. Have weekly training people for your team. You have to, in order to stay focused and to keep them driven, give them the tools, the know-how to operate their own businesses. That's critical. It is so major that individuals in your group know what they're doing. And then also you want to keep them encouraged by encouraging them to get to these meetings. Don't beg them. Encourage them to get to their meetings and encourage them to stay focused themselves. Pray with one another. Those of you who are believers and you have believers in businesses, you have pastors, you have friends, nonprofit organizations who are Christian-based, you know, pray with one another. Allow your team members to see that you are passionate about their success as well as your own. You need to be committed and be concerned with others. That's where you're going to grow. When others see that your dream is important to you, but a part of your dream is their successes as well. But you got to let them know that if they want it, you're willing to help them. You can't drag people to their successes. You can't drag people over the finish line. It's going to be really, really difficult to get them to continue to follow through. You don't want to beat them over the head. You don't want them to, you know, look at you upside your head, talk about you behind your back, and eventually quit. So no matter what it is that you're doing and what you're starting, whether it's a ministry, whether it's an organization, whether it's a nonprofit business, a home business, even if you're getting ready to start ministry. So these are things that the concept is the same. What is it that you have inside of you to offer? What is it that you're trying to convey? What is it that you're trying to encourage? What is it you're wanting to share? Get yourself, your information, and all that you need for you done first. Then it will be easier for you to be able to move forward in training a team, because people will see you and wonder, you know, how in the world do they keep going? They're going to start coming to you. Individuals just come automatically. They see your drive, they see your passion, and they're going to wonder, you know, man or girl, you know, how do you keep that up? And I tell people personally, because I'm female, I tell them for myself, well, you know what, I'm focused on what God has for me, and I'm going to stay with it because he's promised me that this is something that's going to work for me. Now, what you do for you is different. Even if they're on a job, it doesn't matter if they're looking to get a promotion. They talk about their managers, they come in late. You know, these are things that you can tell them. You know, they complaining, I can't get no promotion, and they keep looking over me. Okay, well, what are you doing to show yourself that you're willing to be a leader? That's what companies, big companies, look for. Are you willing to go the extra mile? Because as a leader, you have to do that. As a manager, as a supervisor, they get a lot of heat. They have to listen to people complain. They have to show up when other people don't. You know, so these they don't get to spend time with their families because they filling in for you because you called in sick and you really weren't because you wanted to spend time with your family because the manager wouldn't give you off. Well, you're there at that job for a reason. And if they schedule you to work, guess what? You got to go to work. So if you don't show the company that you're committed to them, do you really think you're going to be that committed to yourself when you're starting your own business and you don't have a team? You don't have anybody to pick up that slack. You don't have anyone to do the conference calls for you. You don't have anyone to go to the meetings in another area. You have to do all of that yourself. So owning your own business, starting your own ministry, being the leader requires sacrifice. So stay with it on what God has for you. It's really not hard, because if that's your honest and true passion, if you honestly and truly believe that that is what God has given to you to do, he has assigned to you, to much is given, much is required. That's word, people. It's the scripture. And Christ came down here, and he was assigned a far greater task than we would ever imagine. You know, people didn't want to follow him. People didn't want to hear what he had to say, and when it push came to shove, they hung him on the cross. So though he knew that was his path, that was already his plan for his life, he was still willing to stay with it and to stay focused, because if it wasn't for him doing that, then we would be lost. So that's the same thing that we need to do with the passions and the visions that God gives you for your life and what's coming. So stay with it and stay focused. It doesn't matter if people talk about you behind your back, if they look at you like you crazy. You know the information. You know what it is you need to do. It's just you're waiting for the right people for God to send in your path. You know, talk to people. Know what you're doing. Learn. Get it in under your belt. Find out what makes, you know, your business passionate for you. What is it that is about your business that keeps you driving, that keeps you believing that it's going to be successful for you, your ministry? What is it that you have to offer that people would sit down and listen to what it is that you have to offer? Your walk, things that you've been through in your life. People are looking at how you respond to certain things that are going on in your life. If you're looking to be a ministry leader and you handle your problems by cussing and screaming and slamming on your brakes and, you know, throwing the finger up in the air, you know, people are going to look like, I don't think I'm going to go to them for some help. Who do people go to in the church that they want help from? The pastor first. Then they go to ministry leaders. A lot of times people don't want to talk to the ministry leader. They want to talk straight to the pastor because they feel like the pastor is the only one that can give them that help. But if there's leaders in place that pastor has placed in and delegated throughout his church, then others will see someone that they can connect to that are ministry leaders, the women's ministry or the children's leader or men's leader, youth, it doesn't matter. They will see, okay, yeah, I can talk to them. If the pastor sends you to someone else, you won't feel like he's brushing you off. He will tell you, I just believe that this person can help you. And if your walk has been according to his will, then people won't mind accepting the advice that the pastor is, he's sending them to you. So if the pastor says, I'm going to send you to Madeline because she knows more about unknown illnesses, or she's more familiar with breast cancer, or she's been divorced and survived it, and she's gone through custody or death of a child, he's going to send that, and people know this about me, and they see my walk, they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah. So she's a leader in your church? Yes, and I believe that she can help you. And so people will be more receptive. So stay focused and stay with it with what God has for you, because your ministry will be built by your walk, by the way people see you, by the way you construct yourself. At work, you know, you're coming to work, shirt wrinkled, you know, your tie's crooked or your skirt is too short or it's got a hole in the blouse, you know, your hair's looking crazy. You know, you're not presenting yourself to where you can represent the company. So those of you who are trying to start your own businesses and even ministries, your appearance is important, and you have to stay focused on those things. So if you know that you have a big day coming up tomorrow and you have a business meeting with somebody or you have an interview at a job or you know that the big bosses are coming to your job, you need to be on your P's and Q's and be ready. You know, have some questions that you feel will be really great to ask them when they ask, is there anyone that has any questions? Not something crazy like, are we going to get Christmas off this year? Or what about our bonuses? You want to ask some questions that will be effective with what you do. So stay with it and stay focused on why and what you're doing. They have your to-do list. We talked about this since the first of the year. Get your to-do list every night before you go to bed. When you finish your to-do list for that day, create your next one for tomorrow. And you should always, always, always have a to-do list. Always. There is no day that should pass that you don't have something to do that next day. If that's the case, that may be why your ministry is falling, that may be why your business is falling, and that may be why you're not promoting in your business. Always, always, always know what it is that you want to achieve that next day. Of course, before you go to bed, pray about it. Wake up in the morning, ask him, Lord, what is it you have him do? Go through that to-do list, and if he tells you to scratch something off or add something on, then you do that, okay? The confidence is going to be there. He will continuously bring you out of your comfort zone, and that's how you move to your next. That's how you move to your next in anything. Relationships, you got to come out your comfort zone. Husband, you know, come on now. Y'all not step up your game. Once you get married to it, that don't mean get to slacking. Ladies, stay up on top of your game. You cooking for him every day trying to get him. Guess what? When you get married, that cooking every day needs to continue, at least majority. I know y'all will be working, but you were both working when you got together dating. Don't lose that fire. Whatever you did to catch that person and that person is choosing to spend the rest of their life with you, you need to keep that at the forefront of your mind and continue to be willing to give, because cycles of life are going to come. Somebody's going to get sick. Somebody's going to die. Somebody may lose their jobs. You need to be prepared. Always plan for the future, okay? We're down to the last 90 seconds of the show, and that's why I'm talking fast, because on Mondays, this is our power day. This is the day that we just kind of get things going for the week. It's a Monday. You have the rest of the week to do all of the things that I've asked of you and all of the things that I expect, especially if you want to grow yourself. These are some powerful tools that will help you to move forward to your next. I'm empowering your mind each and every Monday. This is Madeline Bass from Soul World with Madeline. We're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, by raising our standards. So stay with it and stay focused and go get that blessing that God has for you. God bless you.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Yeah.